You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Just the Voice, the radio ministry of Global Restoration Ministry. Hi, I'm Pastor Philip Upton. Here at Global Restoration Ministry, our desire is to prepare the body of Christ for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by restoring foundational truths and earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Join us as we go into a word from the word. Come on, let's go.
Well, praise God. I'd like to welcome everybody to the last Sunday of 2025. 2025 has been a pretty impactful year. We've experienced some things this year that we have never experienced as a nation. And the deportations, the changing of laws, the unprovoked attack upon different nations in order to gain resources, the war in Gaza, the war over in, what's that place over there, where in Russia, Ukraine, and the people that suffer. Then we see the tariffs that came up. We see ourselves alienating ourselves from our allies. As a nation, we find ourselves pretty much standing alone in the water. The leadership that we have is ordained by God, rather for good or rather for evil. God puts them in power. This is why he said, pray for those that have the rule over you, that you may live a quiet and peaceable life. We may not like everything that's going on, but everything is going somewhere. Everything has a conclusion that it is heading toward. We know that the fulfillment of God's word will take place. And we know at the last days in the end time, the Bible says there's going to be a time such as there never was, as there was a nation, nor ever shall be, a time of great tribulation. So what we have been doing all year long is trying to prepare you for this end time, the end time pressure, if I can put it that way, that the world is imposing on us. Whether it be Democrat or Republic, we saw pressure being imposed on us. Rather than us in the Democratic to accept LGBT as an acceptable lifestyle and have it in our school system, teaching our children. And if we say anything about it, all of a sudden now we're homophobic, we're all of this, and we're vilified for agreeing with what God agrees with. Or if it's the Republicans, here they are now deporting people and disenfranchising people and causing race division and discrimination. And we see all these things happening. Under the Democratic Party, George Floyd and all of the other ones that got killed and got murdered, and there was nobody to defend us as a people. We saw some tragedies. We saw some things that are going on. But in the midst of all that, God has told us to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He called us to be able to see above the noise, to see above the chatter that the enemy is putting out. Not to get caught up so emotionally into what's happening in the world to where we're confused about what's going on. The Bible said we're not in darkness, but we're in light. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. And we know that the enemy's strategy has always been to divide and conquer, to scatter, to get us to have no allegiance, to get us into confusion. But we have to remember that our kingdom or our home is not of this earth. Our kingdom is not of this world. We have a heavenly kingdom. When you gave your life to Christ, you became citizens of the kingdom of God. We stand outside of the fray. We stand at a different paradigm. God has called you and I to be the change agents, to be able to change the things that we see so that the things that we see will line up with the word of God. Instead of looking at how bad things are and then just saying, things are sure getting bad. Instead of that, God has taught us how to pray and to use our word to change things. Now, over the years, we've been talking about how to make sure that we speak correctly. We talked about how heaven is like a spiritual courtroom and the enemy is always ready to take your word that come out of your mouth to use it against you. This is why we told you to guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it come the forces or the issues of life. Guarding your heart means don't be so impacted by the things that you see in the world that you begin to speak the negative things that's coming out of your mouth so that the enemy can use those words to establish his agenda in the earth. We talk about frequencies to know the difference between the voice of the Lord and the voice of the enemy, no matter whose mouth it comes out of. Doesn't matter if it's your closest friend or your spouse. You got to have the right frequency to know what is of God and what's not of God. We have to be more mature in the things of God than the people that's running around in the world. People run around like Chicken Little talking about the sky is falling. But we have to keep our rational mind or the mind of Christ and see the things that are going on. We still have an agenda that we must fulfill. And that is to deliver the bound and to let the oppressed go free, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord and also the day of the vengeance of our God. To let them know that Jesus is coming again. We have the ministry just like John the Baptist. We are the forerunners of Christ. We are to herald the return of the Lord. We need to challenge people where they are in their level or their level of faith or their area of salvation and ask them, have they made a commitment to the Lord? Most people think they're just guilty by association. All I got to do is just come to church and I'll be saved. No, no, it's not about you just coming to church and being saved. You can sit in this room and still not believe. I had somebody on my prayer line today praying for a pastor that didn't have any faith in God. Praying for a pastor. He got into it for the money. Remember we talked about there were pimps in church. What I mean by pimps. Remember the pimp, how old pimp used to be out in the world? He had to sway. He didn't get three or four. He had a big stable. He'd get women. Why? Because he had that gift of attraction. Well, they take that same gift and bring it into the church, but yet they never give their life to God, but yet they have the charisma. They have that gift of gab and they can get people to follow them, but their lifestyle is raggedy. See, the Bible said you will know them by their fruit. They used to always tell me, listen to what they say, but watch what they do. Because what they say is one thing, but what they do is another. And you'll know them by the fruit that they produce out of their life. And so all through the year, we've been trying to teach you how to arm yourself appropriately. So when these attacks of the enemy do come, you know how to defend yourself against them. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, there is weaponry that we must adapt and learn how to use. I'll be trying to speak to you as mature Christians, but sometimes we act like them on the back table. Sometimes soon little controversy come up. We got division. We got strife. This one ain't talking to that one. And we don't see the enemy right in the midst whispering in people's ears. And we're falling for it. Sometimes there's squabbles and everything going on in the spirit. But listen, we got to be more mature than that. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to start at verse 1. This is still a part of our spiritual warfare connection, but what we talk about today is that you must become skillful and mature in the word of God. You must become skillful. You got to know how to rightly divide the word of God. You must know when and how to appropriate the word of God whenever you face a situation. You got to know how to bring your own spirit into subjection when it's about to go off. And you know when that thing, everybody felt that when it rise up on the inside? Tim, you ain't never felt that, but y'all know how when it rise up on the inside? And your mouth was ready to say something? Well, they used to have a little statement on our school wall when we were coming up. It said, engage brain before putting mouth in action. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. Don't just say it because it's slick. Don't just say it because you can get back and you can cause hurt. Don't say it just to try to win an argument. Now, you need to hear what frequency is coming out of your mouth, because the devil can use you just like he'll use anybody else. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. He says, and brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. And some of y'all have been saved a long time, but you've never picked up the Bible on your own. You never got into the word of God to really study the word of God on your own. Y'all still waiting on somebody to feed y'all. Come to church, let me hear what the preacher say, then I'll get on with the rest of my life. No, you ought to be seeking God for yourself, to know him on your own. He said, if I had fed you with milk and not with meat, hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither now are ye yet able. He said, you're still on the titty. You're still breastfeeding. You need to be eating meat now. You need to get some spiritual teeth. You need to be able to get something stronger on the inside of you and not being tossed to and fro with every emotional wind, and get the devil out your house. Take authority. Understand this. Use the wisdom that you got. Use the prayer that you got. Don't just get so emotionally distraught all the time that we just ready to blow up because we can't take no more. And these kids will make you blow up if you ain't careful. But grown folks will make you go off even worse. He said, for ye are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions. Are you not carnal and still walk as regular mere men, pretty much? Just men that ain't saved. He said, for while one say, I'm a Paul, another say, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord gave unto every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And here there was a lot of division or a lot of going on to where now you saw denominationalism pretty much. People gathering to different sects and different cliques. I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos, you know. No, he said, listen, we're just ministers of the Lord. And we have that today. People draw to certain sects instead of enjoying the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace, to where the Bible says how good and pleasant it is when brethren can dwell together in unity. See, there's power in unity. When you come together on one accord, when you understand that you're not going to allow yourself, put like this. If you have the fruit of the spirit operating in you, love, joy, peace, meekness, temperance, gentleness, faith, if you have all these things operating on the inside of you, then you won't allow the enemy to use your tongue. You'll learn how to yield. You'll learn how to yield one to another. The Bible says, submit yourself one to another as unto the Lord. What does that mean? I'm not trying to dominate you. I'm not trying to control you. I want to hear your side. I want to hear what you say, because your opinion is valuable. It ain't my way or no way or the highway. That ain't it. We need to hear what each other says. This is why the Bible says you need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. When Jesus yielded, he won the greatest victory he could ever win for mankind when he yielded unto death. The Bible said that you and I, we need to get rid of our personal agenda a lot of times and take on the mind of Christ and the object of being about your Father's business. You know, I believe, and I definitely know that these are the last days. And in so being the last days, God's always saving his best for last. And we know that the enemy is rising up in ways that we hadn't even seen before. The satanic and demonic influences that are coming out. Just as it was in the days of Noah, it's also days in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We see in the days of Noah, there was a lot of demonic and satanic influence. Even when the angels came down and had the women and created children, giants were in the land. Demonic offsprings after the flood, because they fled the body, but those spirits were still around. We see where Jesus had to cast a legion of demons out of one man. So demonic possession, demonic influence is real. And so you have to equip your mind to know that you are in a spiritual warfare 24/7. And the enemy's trying to gain influence because he's after your soul. And you know what your soul is, your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is why you have to mature and grow up into the things of God. Because you're in this fight, whether you know it or not. Hebrews 5 and 11. Paul is saying, we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. There's a lot of things I want to tell you, but it's a lot of things you can't even really receive right now because you're still carnal. The carnal mind receives not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they are foolishness unto him. They're spiritually discerned. And a lot of unsaved people can't get it. Now, this may not include anybody in this room, but they're going to include somebody that's on this line, that's on this message that we're talking about. He said, but where in time you ought to be teachers, yet you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. and are become such as has need of milk and not strong meat. When you ought to be teaching others, you still need somebody to be teaching you. You got to be able to pass the test that you go through. Each trial and test that you pass will allow you to ascend into another level of maturity with God. And those things that used to upset you don't accept you no more, because you see who's behind the motivation. You see now who's really pushing the envelope, who's in those kids, and what they're trying to do is trying to get the reaction out of you. It's trying to get you to go off, cuss, lose your mind, blood pressure shoot up through the roof, and they ain't listening. Well, you know why? Because we left the first principles. What did the Bible say? The rod of correction said foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction would drive it far from him. We got these parents today, we don't believe in whooping our kids. We just put them on time out. I say time out for that. The Bible said, beat your child while there is hope and spare not his soul for his crying. See, these little kids, as sweet as they are, as beautiful as they look, all of them are potential murderers. And if we don't put into them the things that God has told us to put into them, if we don't bring up a child in the way they should go, then they're going to let the world teach them. We had incident with the video games not too long ago with some of our kids. They was on there playing a video game. Some grown man got on the video game and started cussing and talking nasty to the kids that's on the line. They all online playing. And I guess you overheard, somebody overheard the statement and finally had to snatch the games away from them. See, it ain't like it used to be. You play a game, whatnot. No, now when you're in an international community, folks get online, you don't even know who online. You don't even know what they saying. They're influencing your children, not for the good. The enemy is looking for inroads, no matter how he can find them, to influence your children, because that's the future. We're only one generation away from a generation that does not believe God. And if you don't teach your children, the world is not going to teach them. And so if you're not putting that word in them, if you're not imparting the fact that Jesus died on the cross for them, that he rose for their justification, and whoever put faith in Christ, what he has done can be saved. If they confess their sins, he's faithful and just to forgive them of their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. If you don't teach your children just the basic, baby, if you're ever in trouble, just call on the name of Jesus. That's what my grandmother taught me when I was about 5 years old, and I thought I had me a secret weapon in my pocket. All I got to do is call on the name of Jesus and I'll be saved. But some of y'all want to impart the simple stuff into your lives, into the lives of your children. And then when they're out there, they find themselves being influenced by the world. They want to be like the world. You ought to be the influencer in the lives of your children. Some people, they think I'm just up here talking loud and saying nothing. I'm just coming to church so daddy ain't in the room by himself. Daddy know the way. And when daddy leave here, he leaving. And when you leave, if y'all didn't pick up on what I got, then you're going to have to find out for yourself. And I'm telling you, the world is going to get worse and worse and worse. Darkness shall cover the land and gross darkness the people, but those that know their God will be strong and do exploits. But you got to have that personal relationship for yourself. You got to get down on the knees of your heart and ask God to come into your life and touch you, to fill you with the Holy Ghost. I dare to say nobody in this room has really sat down and asked God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. They're afraid. They don't know what the Holy Ghost is. They're afraid. He said, but that's how you get it. He said, if you being evil know how to get good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost unto those that ask of him? It ain't like just passing the salt. No, you got, can you pass the salt? No, they ain't kind of asking. We talked about. We're talking about those that will give their heart to the Lord. Those that desire more than their necessary food. That they desire the word of God that they can grow by. And so we got to get to the point of maturity in God. He said, for when time passed, you ought to be teachers. You have need that one teach you again. The first principles of the oracle of God. You have become as such that have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk, listen to this, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word. Did you know you had to become skillful in the Word of God? You know, you got to know how to appropriate the Word of God and use the Word of God where it's appropriate. See, you got to see, the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. You got to know how to wield that sword. You got to know how to defend against the enemy, because see, that's the weapon of our warfare. It is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is why you must get that word off the page and into your heart. You got to know it for yourself and know when to speak it. You got to know the authority that God has already given unto you. If you don't know this authority, you always be looking for somebody else to pray for you. Let me go find the pastor. No. God has anointed you. He is giving you the ability, you the authority to use his name and all of the power that's backing that name up. If you would have faith in what you would say, if you would believe that those things that you say shall come to pass, then you will have whatsoever you say. But what are you saying? Are you saying what the world telling you? Things don't like they get no better. Things sure getting bad. Like they laying off folks. I don't know. You know, and you start talking that all the time, you will still have whatsoever you say. Say what you want. Don't say what you got. He said, but strong meat. Somebody say strong meat. Those are the deeper things of God. Those are those that went in behind the veil. Those that understand the warfare. Those that see now the opposition. Those that understand how critical it is that we help those that need help. That we speak a word of in due season to somebody's life. That we pray. When we pray for somebody, we're praying in faith. Not praying and wondering if something's going to happen. No, releasing the word of God. The Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, it shall be forgiven him. Your prayer is powerful. Even when you're praying for an unbeliever, you can deliver that soul from hell. When was the last time we challenged somebody in their faith to ask them if they're saved? Have you made your commitment to the Lord? If you were to die today, do you know where you spend eternity? I talked to a guy not too long ago. I mean, I spent time talking to him. Old guy, got out of prison. No, I ain't ready. They said, you ain't ready. I said, let me tell you what you're saying. You are 100% sure that you're ready to spend an eternity in a place called hell with everlasting torment with no way of escape. You're sure about that. That you're positive. You sold out on that. But you ain't sure if you want to have eternal life and have your sins forgiven and live forever with God. You ain't sure about that. So it's up to you to make the choice. Deuteronomy 30:19 say, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. He's keeping record that I have set before you both life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, therefore, you better choose life so that you and your seed may live. The choice is yours, but you got to choose. And if you ever read one of those health contracts when you sign up on a job, they tell you if you don't make a choice, one will be made for you. And one will be made for you if you don't choose. But strong meat, talking about those that are mature in the word, belong to them that are of full age, even to those who by reason of use, you've been using the word of God. You've been speaking the word of God. You've been praying the word of God. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. Your spiritual senses has got to be, you got to recognize the frequency of the things that are going on. You got to discern good from evil. Your senses need to be exercised. You need to know when you're surrounded by evil. You need to know how to rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. You need to know when to take the spiritual authority. You need to see somebody and know when that individual needs help, when they need prayer, when they need deliverance. You can't just go over by the way they look on the outside. Just because they may be wearing a three-piece suit and look good don't mean they don't need deliverance. And just because they land on a curb and may be urinating on themselves, it don't mean that they ain't children of God. When you help one of them, Jesus said, what you have done unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. When you visit the sick, when you take those that are cast out into your home, when you clothe the naked, when you refuse to hide yourself from your own flesh, from your own family, your own people. When you want to do good and prevent misfortune in the lives of others, you got to have your senses exercise. You got to be able to know when to do good, when to hold back, when to release. It ain't just, oh, give. No, you have discernment on what to do. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. That's where we got to get. 2 Timothy 2:15, very familiar scripture. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman, like a journeyman, someone who's expert in their craft, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's some people that just take the whole, they don't know how to divide the word of God. They got you under the law, got you under grace. They got you cursed one minute, got you blessed the next. And, you know, they mix everything in and they can't bring they don't know how to bring the division or how to rightly divide that word for the appropriate time. They just speak, I know scripture. They got it up in here, but they ain't got it in here. They got knowledge. They got information, but no revelation. He said, but do what? But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Don't get into ungodly religious debates with people. I know people online. They got, my sister, she always posting something, then somebody saying something back at her, and they posting back at her, and you know. I said, it don't matter what they say. You don't live by people's phrases, and you won't die by their criticism. You're speaking the truth. It don't matter. Just speak the word of God. Let it fall where it fall. You know, the Bible, you know, they used to tell me, not the Bible, my pastor used to say, the word of God is like medicine. If you can't physically take it, you can always rub with it, but it's going to be good for something. Sometimes it's a little strong. Hebrews 4:12. Turn to the book of Hebrews 4:12. Talks about the word of God. It says that the word of God is quick. That word quick means alive. The word of God is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Able to divide asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton, the Global Restoration Ministry. I want to invite you out to service. We have service over at the Port St. Lucie Community Center every Sunday. That's at 2195 Southeast Oroso Boulevard. Service times at 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Come on and be a part of our service. If you need to reach me, you can call me at 772-267-1657. Hope to see you there.